السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت، وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين.
لبيك يا حسين، لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Dear listeners, welcome to our program, Labbaik Ya Hussein. With me to discuss Ashura, as usual, is Dr. Fani, researcher in Islamic Studies. Thank you very much indeed for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So, Dr. Fani, because, you know, the duration of this program is very short, I just want to ask you this question. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the caliph in Kufa for 5 years. So in Ashura, in the year 61 or before it, were there prominent figures who were disciples or followers of Imam Ali so that people could distinguish right from wrong and say, okay, this person was the follower, so he's definitely right?
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I have to mention that Imam Ali alayhi salam was the caliph for 5 years, but he was living in the Muslim community for all his life.
Right.
So when he was he stayed home, he was not passive. He was teaching anyone who was able to listen to him. So Imam Ali alayhi salam had many companions. The most famous ones are Abu Zar Ghifari, Salman, or Maysamah Tammar, as I mentioned his story. And Habib ibn Mazahir also was among them, because when he was martyred on Ashura, he was 75 years old, and Ashura was happening in the year 61 after Hijrah. So at the demise of the Holy Prophet, he was almost 25 years old. So they were able to observe the Prophet, peace be upon him, and also Imam Ali alayhi salam and Imam Hassan alayhi salam. But in line with what we were discussing, there are a couple of figures. I want to mention their names and a couple of places which are somehow reminding us, as I mentioned, this issue of Imam Hussein is an educational time.
Right.
One of these companions of Imam Hussein is Qais ibn Musahhir al-Saydawi.
Right.
He was bringing the letter of Imam Hussein alayhi salam towards Kufa. And he reached Qadisiyah, and Qadisiyah was near the city of Kufa.
Right.
And Ibn Ziyad had put some officers around Kufa to arrest anyone who they were suspicious. So Hussein ibn Numair was one of those officers. He arrested him, and he took Qais to the palace of Ubaydullah. Ubaydullah, when saw Qais ibn Musahhir, he said, I'm not going to release you until you tell me what you were about to do. Because right. He realized this man should be from the people of Imam Hussein, bringing a message. He said, if not, then what are you going to do? He said, well, if you want to be released, you have to go to the minbar, means you have to go to the podium right. of the mosque, and tell to the people that Hussein ibn Ali is a liar and you have to curse him. Qais ibn Musahhir said, okay, I will do this. So Ibn Ziyad invited all the people and said, okay, this Qais ibn Musahhir is coming from the city of Mecca and he wants to say something. He was a prominent figure. So Qais went up to the podium or minbar. And he praised the Lord, and he said, O people, listen to me. Hussein, son of Ali, is the best of obedience to God is right. the best one. He is son of Fatima, and Fatima is peace daughter Abraham. Of your prophet. He sent me towards you and telling you that Hussein is coming. And then he started cursing Ubaydullah and showing his record. And he said, God bless Imam Ali alayhi salam. And he was saying good sentences about Imam Ali alayhi salam. Immediately, Ubaydullah ordered for killing of Qais ibn Musahir. And they killed him. He was martyred. And they thrown his body from the top of palace to the earth. And when he was falling down, the bones of his body were broken. And he was almost dead until one of the people of Ibn Ziyad came and cut his head. So we have to see this Islam, which now we are a believer to Islam. We are called Muslim.
Right.
How this has been reached to us by the sacrifice of Imam Hussein and also a messenger of Imam Hussein like Qais ibn Musahir al-Saydawi.
And also Muslim.
And Muslim and these people. So we have to memorize the name of these people by our heart
right.
and see how distance away we are from Muslim or we are from Qais ibn Musahir. Are we ready to convey the message of Imam and the Prophet, and are we ready to die for it or not?
Right.
Well, we have to remind ourselves, and I ask our listeners to pray for me too, pray for every believer, because many times it happens that we are in the time of exam.
Right.
You know, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. It is the verse of Quran.
Right.
Do people think that it is sufficient to say, yes, we are believers, and they will not go yeah. through hard time
or
examination?
Or Ankabut.
Right. Okay. Another person I want to talk about this is a place when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was along the path from Mecca towards Kufa. He was in an area called Hajaz.
Right.
And when Imam alayhi salam started, because this was a long distance from Mecca to Kufa, it took a couple of, many days, and he was staying one night in one place and going to another. When he arrived to Hajaz, in that place, he saw Abdullah ibn Muti, who is also coming in a different group. Abdullah ibn Muti, when he saw Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he went to Imam Hussein and he saw Imam Hussein over there. He said, oh, my father, my parents be sacrificed for you. Why you have come to this area? And Imam was on a horse, so he politely helped Imam to come down from the horse. And Imam alayhi salam told him, you know, Muawiyah is dead. And people of Kufa and Iraq, they wrote to me to come. This person, Abdullah Muti, said, oh, son of prophet of God, I know this. I don't want you to be killed here. I ask you, I beg you to think about these people. They killed your father,
right.
meaning Imam Ali alayhi salam was martyred in Kufa. Please do not go to Kufa. And do not confront this Umayyad dynasty. Imam Hussein declined. And he didn't accept his request. So that was in that place. Meaning, in the trip of Imam Hussein from Mecca to Kufa, many people knew what is going to happen. Or they were at least guessing. And so Imam Hussein was not an ignorant person. He knew more than what they knew. At least he was a wise man. By regular knowledge, he could understand what other people understand. Right. Also by that ilmi ghaib, the knowledge from unseen, he had been informed about these events, and I will get to that again and again. So when we are analyzing the history of Ashura, we have to be careful because there were sometimes misinterpretation about this mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So Imam moved again towards Kufa. In another place, he met another group whose leader was Zuhair ibn Naqin.
Right.
And in that time was a place that Zuhair ibn Naqin Bajali, he didn't want to meet Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He was somehow traveling out of Mecca like Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But every place that Imam Hussein and his companions were stopping to stay for one night, he didn't want to be staying in the same place.
Right.
So finally, Imam Hussein alayhi salam stopped in a place, and far away was this clan of people who were related to Zuhair ibn Naqin. One of the companions of Zuhair narrate this, that we were sitting in our tent and we were eating some food. A person, a messenger from Imam Hussein's side, came to the tent of Zuhair ibn Naqin and said, Hussein has sent me and has asked you to come. He wants to talk to you. He said, when this messenger came, everybody became so silent.
Right.
Because they knew the situation is not in favor of them.
Right.
Wife of Zuhair told Zuhair, Subhanallah, God to be glorified. Son of the Prophet is asking for you and you are sitting here. Why don't you go and listen to him? I mean, Zuhair, at the beginning, he didn't want to go. His wife pushed him. Zuhair ibn Naqin went to the tent of Imam Hussein. He was there for a couple of minutes or 1 hour maybe. And when he came back, he was smiling and he was so happy. He told his family members that take all these belongings of us and put our tent next to the tent of Imam Hussein.
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Fani. I really enjoyed it. And you drew for us the idea that all these people were aware. Thank you very much indeed for being here and with us. Dear listeners, this is the end of our program. Labbaik Ya Hussein. Thank you very much indeed.
Karbala, 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 Karbala. Hussein, from him I always gain. Karbala's in my heart, from it will not depart. You have Imam Hussein, from him I always gain.